महासेवांगदार माहुर्भुमुक्ते समद्वारंग जोषितांग संग संग फॉर टू डेज यू हैव एक्सप्लेन महासेवा दारम आहुर विमुक्त पीपल हैव फॉरगॉटन एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ मुक्ति दे डू नॉट नो प्रैक्टिकली मुक्ति मीन्स the to get out of the clutches of the stringent material laws that is called mukti. We are at the present moment conditioned, so many conditions. So mukti means to live without condition. That is called mukti. The mukti definition is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti sarupena avasthiti. Mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. This is called mukti. We are not in the sarupa. Sarupa means spiritual form. That is called sarupa. At the present moment, our material conditional body, that is not sarupa. Last night, I tried to explain. Sarupa means satchit ananda rupa. That is sarupa. Eternal, blissful life of knowledge. This is not sarupa. This body is not eternal, neither it is blissful, it is full of miseries and without any knowledge. So this is not sarupa. Sarupa means eternal life, blissful life and full of knowledge. That is called sarupa. So we do not know that we are now living conditional life, virupa, which is not my sarupa. This is the science. That sarupa can be perceived, can be realized, that is described in this Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta, spiritual realization, that is also not sarupa. That is the beginning of self-realization. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkhati samas sarveshu bhūteshu mad-bhakti labhate parāṁ. That is sarupa. After Brahma-realization, when one is perfectly free from all material anxieties, that is beginning of sarupa. And then the conception of equality, sama sarveshu bhuteshu, pandita samadarshena, those who are learned, they have no such distinction that I am Indian, you are American, you are Bengali, I am Andhra, and this. No, this is all virupa, all virupa. Sarvapadi vininmuktam. We have several times explained. We have to be free from all these designations. That is sarupa. Designation less. But we are now busy with designation and fighting. That means we are not yet completely educated. Krishna also chastised Arjuna in the beginning, asachyan anusuchastham prajñāvādāṃśca bhāsasi. You are talking like a very learned scholar, but you are lamenting on the body. bodily concept apply. Gatasun agatasun chananu suchanti pandita. So far the body is concerned, either it is dead or alive, a learned man does not care for it. That is Sarupa. Now, we are simply concerned with this body. Therefore, we are missing our Sarupa. Therefore, missing mukti. I've already explained. Mukti means to be situated in his own original spiritual life. That is called Sarupa. Sarupanubhuti. Sarupa. There is a word used in Bhagavad Gita. All the persons assembled in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, after death they attain Sarupa. Means liberated, all liberated and situated in spiritual life, because they gave up their life in the presence of Krishna. While dying they saw Krishna. Therefore, all of them, after death, attain Sarupa. So, the mukti means sarupena avasthiti. Mukti hitya annatharupam sarupena avasthiti. This is the meaning of mukti. So, if we want that mukti, liberation, no more condition by the material nature, unconditional life. Sagunanu samatitaitana brahma bhuvyaya kalpate. That is Sarupa. So, virupam means under the control of the three modes of material nature. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Of course, in the material world, the quality of brahmana, satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma karmasava. This is the first class quality within this material world. But that is also not Sarupa. That is also not Sarupa. One may become the topmost person within the human society by acquiring Brahminical qualification. But that is also not Sarupa. Real Sarupa is above that Brahminical qualification. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava qualification. Vaishnava qualification means completely dedicated to the service of Krishna. Sarvapadhi vinin mukta. Even if I consider myself that I am a learned Brahmin, that is also a misconception. That is also not Sarupa. When one understands that I am not Brahmin, not Kshatriya, not Vaishya, not Shudra, nor American, nor Indian, nor this, nor that, simply I am spiritual, part and parcel of Krishna, and my only business is to serve Krishna. Anukullena Krishnanusilanam. Bhakti Ruttama, that is first class life. Anukullena Krishnanusilana. Not Pratikullena. Pratikul means against the will of Krishna. That is Pratikul. Bhakti means Anukul. Just like Kansa, he was also Krishna conscious. He was always thinking of Krishna, whether Krishna is born, I have to kill him, whether this or that. You are thinking of Krishna, but pratikulena, not anukulena. One Krishna consciousness is always making plan how to spread Krishna consciousness. And another Krishna consciousness, how to kill Krishna. So that two Krishna consciousness to kill Krishna, that is not bhakti. Krishna consciousness, how to serve Krishna, how to spread Krishna's glories all over the world, how to make the people Krishna conscious. This Krishna consciousness is anukul. Anukul nena Krishna alma. Cultivation of Krishna, knowledge. That is required. And when one is fully situated in that Krishna consciousness, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean, now I've got two hands, I'll have four hands like that. No. Mukti means change of consciousness. At this time, at the present moment, every one of us, we are thinking that I am this body, this family is my kinsman. Jashnath buddhi kunapi tudhatuke sadhi kalatradishu bhomayadhi. This is my country, I have to worship it, I have to develop. All these consciousness is just opposite number of Krishna consciousness. When we shall always think of Krishna, satatang chintayantang ma, always thinking of Krishna, how to spread Krishna's glories, how it is possible to adopt the means and ways and plans and always thinking, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did and all the acharyas did, Goswamis did, we have to follow Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. That Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha is explained here. Mahaseva. Mahaseva. Mahajan, to follow the Mahajan means to serve their mission. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. We, Gaudiya Vaishnava, we are known as Rupanuga. Rupanuga means the followers of Rupa Goswami. So why we should become followers of Rupa Goswami? Because Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. He wanted to establish the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Manobhishtam. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same thing. This is called disciplic succession. Krishna wanted that everyone be surrendered to me. He personally therefore comes and he speaks Bhagavad Gita aiming at Arjuna, who was perplexed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he explained karma, jnana, yoga, dhyana, so many things. But ultimately, he assured Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you are very dear friend to me. Therefore, I am speaking to you the real purpose of life. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam swam. This is the real purpose of life. So Krishna wanted that people should take shelter of his lotus feet. Sarva dharman parityajya. But people misunderstood him. Therefore, Krishna came as a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami could understand. Therefore, he offered his first prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayata. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the most munificent incarnation. Because you are not only giving the knowledge of Krishna, but you are giving the process how to love him. Krishna prema pradayata. So, you are Krishna, Krishna. I offer my humble obeisances to you, Krishnaya. Now, appeared as Krishna Chaitanya Namini. You have now appeared as Krishna Chaitanya. So, Krishna personally appeared as devotee to re-establish the mission of Krishna. Krishna wanted Sarvadharman Parityajya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached Krishna consciousness. Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishna. This is the statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The real identification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is, in this age, there was talk between Nimi Maharaj and Navajogendra. So, what is the duty of the people of Kali Yuga to worship the Supreme? In that connection, Karohajan Muni, he said, Krishna Varnang Tisha Akrishnam Sangha Pangasta Parsadam Jagnai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. This is the method of worship. What is that? That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna Varnayati, Krishna Varna. Tisha Akrishnam. But his bodily complexion is not Krishna, not blackish, but yellowish. Tisha, Tisha means by the complexion, Akrishna, not Krishna. And another symptom, Sangapangastraparsadam, is associated with his most confidential devotees and expansion. Therefore we chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurva. This is Sangapangastraparsadam. This form of the Lord, Jagnai Sankirtanai, he is worshipped not by ritualistic ceremony, which is very expensive, a performance of yoga, that is not possible in this age, because there is no jagic Brahman at the present moment. So, this Vedic yoga is forbidden, prohibited in this Kali Yuga, because they are not properly performed, it is not possible. Just like our Sri Man Pitiji was searching after a Brahman to recite the Ramayana, Sundara Kanda. He is not getting a proper Brahman. That is difficult. How you can perform yoga? There is no jagic Brahman at the present moment. Therefore, the yoga to be performed at this moment in this Kali Yuga is Jagnai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa means with good brain substance. Those who have no brain substance, they are called Alpamedhasa. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadabhavati Alpamedhasa. Alpa Medhasa means there is no brain substance filled up with cow dung. So one should be Sumedhasa, Sumedhasa, nice brain substance. So those who are Sumedhasa means with good brain substance, they perform Jagai Sankirtanai. By Sankirtanjang, Hare Krishna. Just see the effect of Hare Krishna mantra. This yoga being performed all over the world, how quickly they are capturing Krishna consciousness. Just see the effect practically. Therefore, those who are intelligent, having good brain substance, they should perform yoga, sankirtana, yoga and worship Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar. So these ideas can be had only if we follow the Mahajan. Mahajan means that Sri Rupa Goswami, he understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. About Rupa Goswami, it is said, what is that? Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugau Sri Jeeva Gopalaka. Kirtan, Krishna kirtana gana nattana paro prema amritam nidhi dhira dhira jana priyo priya karo nirmasaro pujito sri chaitanya kripa bharo bhuvi bhuva bhara vahantarako bande rupa sanatana raghujugo sri jiva gopalo. These six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they lived in Vrindavan by the order. The present Vrindavan holy place was made by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. These two brothers, they are ministers in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. Practically they became Mohammedans. Their name were changed. Because in those days the Brahmin community was very strict. Any Brahmana accepting service, he will be immediately excommunicated. No, you are not Brahman. Brahmana's business is not to serve others. Brahma karma svabhava. They should remain. Everyone was independent. Brahmana independent, Kshatriya independent, Vaishya independent, simply Shudras dependent. So in those days, 500 years ago, these two brothers were born of a very high-class Brahmin, they learned scholar, but because they accepted the service of Nawab, they were excommunicated. So practically they became Mohammedans, their names were changed, Davir Khas, Sakar Mallik. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them Goswami. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are rejected by the Brahmin community. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. The Goswami is not a caste title. Goswami means who has control over the senses. Go means senses. And Shami means master. Those who are servant of the senses, they cannot become Goswami. That is not Goswami. Servant of senses, that is Godas, not Goswami. So the Goswami, Bande Rupa Sanatana Uragujugo, these six Goswamis. Six Goswamis, and if we follow that footprints, Rupanuga, Barayate, then he also becomes Goswami. This is the process. Therefore, in any way you go, it is required Mahat Seva. Mahat Seva. The Goswamis are Mahat. Bhunam janmanamante gyanamanvam prabhadate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. This is Mahat. One who has fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna after mature experience and wisdom. Bhunam janmanamant. Many, many births we may go on philosophizing, Brahma, Neti, Neti. But after many, many births, this is Gyanava. The Gyanis, they are after Brahma realization. So Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanamante, Gyanavan Mahang Prabhadati. After many, many births of this Brahma realization, or Paramatma realization, one may come to the platform of realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is that Supreme Personality? Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva, Krishna. Vasudeva, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudha. That is Mahatma. Who knows Vasudeva Sarvamiti? That Mahatma is required. And if we can serve such Mahatma, then our path of liberation, mukti, will be open. That is stated here. Mahasevam daram ahur vimukti. And the other way, One path to mukti, another part is bondage. Two things are there, bondage and mukti. Andha jathandhi rupaniyamana stepi satantra urudamni baddha. Baddha means bound. We are, in our material condition and life, we are bound, tight. Hands and legs are bound up. We cannot do anything independently. It is not possible. That we must know. People are declaring independence. That is not possible. That is our foolishness. Baddha. Guru Dhamni Baddha. Just like Guru means this waist. If you are bound up by ropes, just like thieves are carried, handcuffed and bound up on the waist, what you can do? So we are Urudamni Baddha. Uru means very strong, and Damni means raw, Baddha. Just like the bulls are, bound up in the nostril, and the driver is moving like this, immediately he has to move this way, immediately. Although he is very strong bull, but Urudamni Baddha. So therefore, Maya's name is Gunamai. Guna means also rope. Guna. Gunamai, Trigunamai, three ropes. You bound together, they become very strong. Similarly, this Maya, the stringent laws of material nature, Prakriti, is very, very strong. You cannot declare independence. That is not possible. If you really want independence, then you mahasevang dharam ahur bimukte. Then you have to take shelter of Mahajan, mahatseva. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, that tadviddhi pranipatena. First thing is that this is mukti means you have to become surrender either to Krishna or Krishna's representative. Otherwise there is no question of mukti. And if you do not do this, if you think that eat, drink, be merry and enjoy life, that is called Joshit Sangha. Joshitang Sangha Sangham. What is that? Tamadhyaram. That means you are making progress towards darkness. Tamadhyaram. Hellish condition of life. Nati vidu sartha gatinghi Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamanina. Matinna Krishna parato sato va mitho vipadhita grihabritana adanta govi visadang tamisram punapunacharvita charvanana. These are the instructions Prahlad Maharaj gave. He wanted to teach his father, atheist father. So his father inquired, Prahlad, how you have developed this Krishna consciousness? So Prahlad began to smile and said to his father, Matinna Krishna parato satuba. He did not address his father, my dear father. He used to address him as the best of the asuras, asuravaj. The sadhu manne asuravaj. So he said, my dear father, Matinna Krishna parato satoga. To become Krishna conscious is not so easy. Parato satoba. Even if you hear instruction from others, or if you speculate yourself, it is not possible. Matinna Krishna parato satoba. Mithovi. Or making by assembly, conference. Why? Na grihabhritanam. If you have this intention that I shall live in this material world, I shall become happy in this material world, then there is no question of becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. Matinna Krishna parato satoba mitho vipaddita grihabhrita. Oh, why they are so much attached? Adanta govi. because they are not Goshyanis. Adanta. Adanta means uncontrolled. Go means senses. They have given freedom to the senses, whatever you like, you do. So the result is that if you let loose your horses, whatever you like and do, then it will go and cause you to fall down in a ditch. Adanta gobhi. Similarly, if we give freedom to the senses, adanta gobhi, visataṁ tamisraṁ, we go to the darkest region of hellish condition of life. And what is that? Puna puna charvita charmanana. Again and again, the same disease, birth, death, old age and disease. Puna puna charvita charmanana. This life or that life, the birth, death, old age, disease will continue. So, if you have got determination that we shall continue this life of birth, death, old age and disease and let loose our senses, do whatever you like, then there is no question of liberation. There is no liberation. Therefore it is said, samadharam joshitang sanghi sangam. Joshitang sanghi sangam means, joshit means omen generally. The omen is supposed to be the representative of Maya. So, either you directly keep relation, or you keep relation with persons who are very much fond of Joshi, then both ways you have to go directly to the darkest region of hellish condition, tamadharam. Therefore, our Vedic civilization is, the first teaching is brahmachari. First teaching. How to become brahmachari? There are many saintly persons, they are akhanda brahmachari or avala brahmachari. They have all. It is not only for men, it is meant for women also, because here we are dressed like men and women. Otherwise, the mentality is manly, to enjoy. Purusha. Purusha means who wants to enjoy. And Joshit means enjoy. So, our relationship in this material world, they're either in the dress of woman or man, the mentality is purusha, how to enjoy. Mentality is purusha. So, when we give up this mentality, enjoyer, because we are not actually enjoyer. Enjoyer is Krishna. Krishna says, Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheswaram srihidam sarvabhutanam gyatyamam. And in Arjuna also addresses Krishna, Parabrahma parangadhama pavittam paramambhama purusham shasatam. You are the only purusha, shasatam. So, we are simply thinking of becoming purusha, enjoyer, but you are not purusha. You are all prakriti. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita, the jiva bhuta. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritiṃ para. Prakriti, another prakriti is there. This material prakriti, bhumi rapa nala vayu. They are my bhinna prakriti. Bhinna prakriti me astadha. But besides that, there is another prakriti. Prakriti means, who is that prakriti? Jiva bhuta, the living entity. The living entity is prakriti, is not purusha. Constitutionally, prakriti means the things which are enjoyed. That is called prakriti. And the enjoyer is called purusha. So, nobody of us, either men or women, we are not purusha. We are all prakriti, constitutionally. And that is called hityānathārūpam sarūpena avasthiti. When we live as prakriti, not as purusha, that is called mukti. This is the definition of mukti. Mahasevadaram Ahur Vimukte. Every one of us we are thinking as Purusha, enjoyer. That is the fight between going on. Just like in Western countries, the Prakriti is the woman, they are also fighting. We must have equal rights with the man. So this is going on. So this is all conditional life. The so-called Purusha life or so-called Prakriti life, unless we have got enlightenment, what is our real constitutional position, that we can learn only by the association of Mahat, Mahasseva, Dharma, Ahur, Vimukte. That is the Vedic process. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva vigacche. We must take shelter. Krishna also says that tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tatta darshina. And everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam also the same thing is explained. Tasmad gurum prapaddeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. If you are inquisitive to understand transcendental truth, the absolute truth, the guru, to have a guru is not a fashion. Now it has become a fashion. If somebody shows some jugglery, and people become very much anxious to accept such guru. No. Guru means tasmad gurum prapaddeta. Who requires a guru? Jigyasu shreya uttamam. One who is very much anxious to know about the ultimate benefit of life. For him, guru is required. Not a fashion. Just like we keep a dog as a fashion, nowadays it is a fashion to keep a dog. So don't keep a guru like a dog. And who will hear you? Come on, come on. Yes. Not like that. Guru require that where you can surrender, not like a dog, but master, where you can surrender. Tasmad gurum prapaddeta. Prapaddeta means you must surrender. And why you should surrender? Jigyasu. If you are actually inquisitive, inquirer, what about? Shreya uttamam. Shreya means the ultimate benefit of life. And prayer means immediate benefit of life. There are two things, shreya and prayer. The human life is meant for shreya, and animal life is meant for prayer. Immediate benefit. That is called prayer. And shreya means ultimate benefit of life. The one who is inquisitive to understand about the ultimate goal of life, for him there is need of guru, not a fashion. Tasmad gurum prapaddita jigyasu shreya uttama. Then what is that guru? That is also explained. Shabde parecha nisnatam brahmani upasamasrayam. Shabde means Vedic literature. Vedic, he has drowned himself, he has bathed himself in the ocean of Vedas. Shabdi parit nisnatam. Yes, then just like if you take bathing in a river, deep down, you become refreshed. Similarly, one has to take shabdi parit nisnatam. And what is the symptom? How I shall know that he has taken bathing fully in the ocean of Vedas? Brahmani upasamasram. He has finished. All desires of material happiness or distress. He is Brahmani upasamasram. He has taken shelter of Brahma, the same thing. Parabrahma, Krishna, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. One who has taken fully shelter under the lotus feet of Parabrahma, Krishna, you have to take shelter of such a guru, otherwise you will not be able to get out of these clutches of Maya. Tasmad gunam prapadde. So every shastra is go. So therefore, here it is said that if you are actually anxious to become free from this material conditional life, then you must accept the service of Mahat Seva. Mahat means one who has fully surrendered to Krishna. He is Mahat. Vasudeva Sarvamit, one who has taken this conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvamit, Sa Mahatma Sudullava, Mahatmanastamang Pratha Devi Prakriti Masa, Bhajanti Ananna Manasu. These are the formulas. So Mahatma means the fully surrendered soul unto the lotus feet of Krishna is the first class Mahatma, Sa Mahatma Sudullava, not ordinary Mahatma. But Sudurlava. And what are the signs? Mahatma Anastamang Pratha Devi Prakriti Bhajanti Ananna Manasa. He has no other business except worshipping Krishna. That's all. Mame kam. In this way, if he finds the opportunity, then there is possibility of mukti. Mahasse Vang Dharam Ahudmi Mukti. And if we associate with the Joshi Sangi, those who are desirous of enjoying this material world under different pleas, if you associate with them, then you glide down to the darkest region of hellish condition of life. And the next verse says, it is said, Mahantasse Samachitta. Then what is the symptoms of Mahatma? So he says, Rishabdev said, Samachitta, equilibrium, not disturbed by material condition. Samachitta, samasarveshu bhuteshu. The same thing. Samachitta, prasanta, peaceful. Prasanta, pra means prakishya rupena, fully peaceful. And when one can become fully prasanta, fully peaceful, when he has no more desire. Annabilasita sunnam, no more desire. Brahma bhuta prasannatma, everything is described. The prasantatma, it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So long you will want something, there is no question of prasantatma. Want. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita kar says, bhukti mukti siddhi kami. Sakoli ashanta. Bhukti means karmis. Karmis means those who are working very hard to get some material benefit. They are called karmi. Either in this world or the next world or the heavenly planet, there are different types of karmis. So, the bhukti. Bhukti means bhog. Sense enjoyment. They are called karmis. So, bhukti or mukti. Mukti means liberation, to get out of this material contamination. That is called mukti, sarupi namasthiti. But just like the gyanis, they want mukti, sajujya mukti, to become one with the Supreme. So mukti, bhukti, mukti and siddhi. Siddhi means yogic perfection, animalogima prapti, eight kinds of yoga siddhi. So, the yogis, the gyanis, and the kurmis, they want something. They want something. Therefore, they are not prasanta. As soon as, so long you want, there cannot be peacefulness. There is no question of peacefulness. Chaitanya, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asanta. They are not prasanta. Krishna bhakta niskamataev shanta. Krishna bhakta, he does not want anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching that. Nadhanangana janangana sundarin kavitangama jagadisa kamai mamo janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahaitukitai. This is called shanti. I don't want it. Na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ba jagadisha kama. This is bhukti. Karmis, they want. They want many followers, many voters, so that I can become minister or president. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I don't want many voters. Na janam, na sundarin kapitan, na that very beautiful wife. These are material demands to get money or wealth sumptuously, to get a good wife and many followers, many workers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denies. Na dhanaga na janaga na sundarin kavitaangva jagadishaka. Then what do you want? Mama janmani janmani ishare. He doesn't want mukti even. Otherwise, how he says, janmani janmani. Mukti means no more janma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, mama janmani janmani. It doesn't matter. Mama janmani janmani ishare bhavata ahuituki bhakti. That's all. Therefore, if you want to become prashanta, fully satisfied, just like Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the forest and underwent severe tapasya to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when he actually saw him, he said, Shamin kritarthosmi varangana jaja. I don't want any benediction. This is prasad. Not disturbing prasna for any personal material benefit. That is called prasad. That is stated here. Mahanta, this is Mahanta. Samachitta, prasanta, vimannava. Vimannava, because a devotee has to suffer so many tribulations. That is the history of all devotees. But he is never angry. Then he falls down. Vimannava, just like Jesus Christ, he was being crucified. Still he was praying, God, these people, they do not know what they are doing. Vimannava. Never angry. If he becomes angry, then he will preach. He is criticized. There is a description of sadhava in Kapil Dev's instruction. That titiksava, karunika. Sadhu means very tolerant. That is taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tinadapi sunichena tarorupi sahisnana. So the first qualification of sadhu is titiksava. And at the same time, karunika. There are many instances that Prahlad Maharaj, he tolerated so many tortures even by his father, titiksava. And at the same time, he was thinking how to deliver these persons who are not Krishna conscious. That is karunika. He's personally being tortured, but at the same time he's thinking how to do good to others. This is sadhu. Titiksava karunika. Srida sarvabhutana. His friend, not only to the human society, but his friend to the ant even. A devotee does not like that even an ant should be killed. No. Srida sarvabhutana. Titiksava karunika. Srida ajata satrava. He does not create any enemy. But unfortunately, the demons becomes his enemy. What can be done? Srida sarvabhutanam ajata satrava shanta. Again, this same word, prasanta, fully satisfied. He has nothing to hanker after because he has got Krishna. Why he should hanker? Shanta, prasanta, tisiksava karunika, srida sarvabhutanam ajata satrava shanta sadhava sadhabhusana. This is the sadhu. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, apiche sudurachara bhajate mamanannabhag sadhu reva samantabha. He is sadhu. Noor sadhu. This is sadhu. Therefore, here it is the same thing. Vimannava suhida sadhavaji. So, we have to approach sadhu we have to approach devotee, we have to approach prasanta, and if we become fortunate to serve him, then the liberation, the path of liberation is open. Thank you very much. Any question? Who is in charge of microphone? Gone. What happened?
In the Vedas, the Maha Mantra is repeated, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. What is the significance of changing the order?
There is no change of order. If you like, you can begin with Hare Ram. There is no harm.
We request everyone to please print very clearly and make your questions brief. Save time. Many people say that Lord Krishna is the king of romance. What is the truth?
King of?
Romance.
Romance?
Romance. Romantic. King of lovers.
Yes. Krishna means the supreme lover and beloved. He attracts everyone. There is one Greek word, Christo. The meaning is the same, love. And from this Christo, the word Christ has come. So, this word Christ also has connection with Krishna.
How to see Lord Krishna? Can anybody see him by chanting the holy name Hare Krishna mantra? Is it possible for a human being in a short period of life?
Yes. If he develops love for Krishna, that I have explained the other day, premanyana churita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva hridaye shubhi. If you develop love for Krishna, prema, prema pumartha maha, that is the recommendation by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that dharmartha kam moksha is not the aim of life. Prema pumartha maha. After liberation, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmana Sochati Nakankati Samasarvisu Madhubhakti Lavati Param. So when one is engaged in devotional service, loving devotional service, then he can increase his love for Krishna. The love for Krishna is there. In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said, Krishna, nitya siddha Krishna bhakti saddha kabu noy. Sarvanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udo. The love for Krishna is there, everywhere. Just like these European American boys. Why they are loving Krishna? It is not foreign. It was there. It was there. Similarly, in everyone's heart, there is love for Krishna. By cultivation, that Krishna consciousness, that love becomes developed. And when you develop that love for Krishna, then you will see Krishna 24 hours. That is one thing. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tato anartha nivittisya tato nishtya tato bhakti tato nishtya tatha shakti tato bhava sadhuka namayam primna padud bhavi bhavit krama. This is the adhu sadhya. Just like you have come here in this Krishna consciousness movement meeting, because you have got little saddha, faith. This is called saddha. You have to increase this saddha. How? Adhu saddha tatu sadhu sangha. Those who are Krishna devotees, you have to associate with them. You cannot develop Krishna consciousness by associating with drunkards and others. No, that is not possible. You have to associate with Krishna bhakta. Adhu saddhya tatu sadhu sangha. Sadhu means bhajate mamananna bhak, sadhu riva samandha. I have already described the sadhu. If you want love of Krishna, then you have to associate with sadhu. Sadhu means Krishna bhakta. Adhu saddhya tatu sadhu sangha. Tato bhajana kriya. Association with sadhu means you learn bhajana kriya. Just like many people come in our society, not in the beginning as devotee, as a matter of inquisitiveness. And then gradually he wants to become initiate. He approaches, kindly initiate me, make me a disciple. The bhajana kriya. This is called bhajana kriya. And if you actually perform bhajana kriya, then anartha nivittisya, all these unwanted things which you have learned, you have become habituated, mainly illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, that becomes finished. Anartha nivittisya, no more attachment for these things. Then nishtha, firm conviction. Then ruchi, taste. Then asakti, attachment. Then bhava, oh, Krishna is so nice. Then prema, that requires. If you have developed your love for Krishna, then you will see Krishna 24 hours. Prema anjana churita bhakti bilo chanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilokaya jang shama sundaram achinta guna sarupam govindam adi purusam gamang vaya. This is the process. So if by the mercy of Krishna you practice this process, then you will see Krishna always. There is no, Krishna is not concealed. He is prepared to be revealed. He comes himself. See me, see my feature. Here I am. Here is my lila, Vrindavan lila. But you don't see, don't like to see. That is your defect. Otherwise, Krishna is always ready to be revealed. Premanyana charita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu. Sadaiva, 24 hours, he will see. Krishna is open for everyone. Mangi partha bapasritta jepishu papajuna. It doesn't matter. You are born in a low grade family. It doesn't matter. Still, Siyavishya Satha Sudra Sthivijanti Parangat. You'll get the highest result of life by seeing Krishna. So Krishna Bhakti is ahuituki apratihata. It cannot be checked by any material condition. If you are serious about it, then Krishna will help you. Tisham satatujuktanang bhajatang pritipurvakam Dadami buddhi yogantam. I'll give him intelligence. I have to see me. These things are there. So if you are serious to see Krishna, then Krishna is ready to be seen by you. It is not very difficult task. Yes, there is no difference and difference also. Just like milk and sugar, dahi. Dahi is nothing but milk, but still it is not milk. That is the example. That what is dahi? Dahi is transformation of milk. But you cannot say it is milk. Will you accept dahi instead of milk? Or will it act the same way? No. So everything is like that, achinta bhidave tattva. Krishna has explained this fact. What is that? Maya tadamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. Masthani sarva bhutani nahangatesu avasthita. Everything is resting in me. But if you see, if you say, then everything is yourself. No. Krishna is everything. At the same time, everything is not Krishna. This is called achinta bhedabhed. Simultaneously one and different. So Lord Shiva is also expansion of Krishna. Ahanga bijapada pita, that form is Lord Shiva. He said that dadhi vikara, dadhi means jugar, milk is transformed into jugar, dahi. And when it is dahi, it is no more milk. This is the idea. If you require milk for some purpose, and if I give you dahi, then the same things, why don't you take? No, it will be different effect. If you plug your ears, then how can I explain? So many times you have said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Senamo. He has appeared in the name of Krishna Chaitanya, but he is Krishna himself. We have to follow this.
How
is that?
if they stop their karma and take to Krishna consciousness, everything will stand still.
Nothing stands still. We are not karmis, at least. We are not doing anything. We go and become guest of Pittiji and he does everything. We do not do anything. So try to become Krishna conscious, everything will be done. Automatically, you don't have to worry. Tesham nittavi juktanam yoga kemang vahama. Of course, you cannot stop karma. That is not possible. Not that everyone will become Krishna conscious and your field of activities will be stopped. No. And Krishna consciousness does not mean to stop the activities. Some group of lazy people. No. We are the most active people touring all over the world. Who can become a kormi like us? In these old days, I am traveling all over the world. Can any kormi do that? So, if you become Krishna conscious, then karma, jnana, yoga, everything becomes perfect. That is Krishna consciousness. Just like if you get 1 lakh of rupees, 10 rupees is there. You haven't got to separately to acquire 10 rupees. Similarly, karna, jnana, yog, that 10 rupees, 20 rupees, 50 rupees, like that. And Krishna consciousness is 1 lakh of rupees. As soon as you get Krishna consciousness, you get everything. Therefore, Krishna says, sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam. You will get everything there. It is confirmed. Akama sarvakama va mokshakama udaradhi. Tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam purush. Akama. Akama means bhakta. Prashanta. He doesn't want anything. They are called akama. As sarvakama means kormi. He wants everything. Bring this, dhanang dehi, rupang dehi, jaso dehi, 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 dehi. That is kormi. And akama, sarvakama, mokshakama. Mokshakama means those who are designing after liberation. So whatever you may be, never mind. There are three classes of men. Akama, sarvakama, mokshakama. So whatever you may be, Krishna is competent. He says, therefore, that tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam purush. The only method that Krishna says, sarvadhanman purush. Even if you want to be kormi, even you want the kormi's desire, that you want everything to enjoy, that will also be fulfilled if you become devotee of Krishna. Tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam purush. You haven't got to work separately for fulfilling your desire of karma or jnana or yoga. Everything. Krishna is so powerful. Jejathamang prabaddante tang sathaiva bhajama. If you want from Krishna the result of your karma, good result, Krishna will give it. Krishna is not unable to award you this. So better you simply worship Krishna, you get all your desires fulfilled. And the ultimate desire will be that you will no more desire, because so long you will desire, you will never get peace. But by worshipping Krishna for some material motive, you will get that. At the end, you will not ask anything more. You will be shanta, prashanta. This is the result. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. He went to worship Krishna for achieving greater kingdom than his father. That was his motive. But when he actually got perfection, he said, Shamin kritathosmi varangana jaji. Jangalabdha chaparangalabhang mannate na dhikang tata. When you get Krishna, then you will understand that there is no more anything more obtainable than Krishna. Fully satisfied. That is one. That's all? So many? All right, go on.
Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam. Is it applicable to India alone or the whole world?
Whole world. Krishna, whatever Krishna speaks, it is for the whole world. Therefore, we are creating brahmanas in the Western countries. We'll have to import Brahman from there. As you are importing milk powder, all cows finished. So brahmana is finished. So you have to import brahmana from Europe and everywhere.
If Krishna has created the universe, who has created Krishna? How did he acquire such immense powers?
This is foolishness. That is explained, of course. There, janmadasya jataha annayatitaratascha avignas sarat. This word is used. Krishna means janmadasya jataha. Krishna also explains, Ahang sarva sa prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. He is the origin of everything. But he is sarat. There is no more origin of Krishna. Sarva karana karana. That is said in the shastras. Ishara parama Krishna sachidananda vigraha onadi. He has no adi. Anadi adi. He is the adi of origin of everything. But he has no adi. That is God. That is God. Anadi adi govinda sarva karana karanam. He is the cause of all God. Just like, I have got my father, you have got my father, your father has got father, his father, his father, his father. Go on, Krishna is the supreme father, but he has no father. That is Krishna. Krishna does not require any father, but he accepts a father amongst his devotees. Because the devotee wants Krishna also as child. To fulfill the desire of the devotee, he accepts Nanda Maharaj as father, Vasudeva as father, just to give them pleasure, Krishna as child. Now Yashodama is enjoying the pleasure. Krishna is playing as child. But he has no father, neither mother. He accepts the beloved devotee as father and mother. This is Krishna.
Is Shiva milk or dahi? Just now you said something about dahi and milk. Is Shiva milk or dahi?
Dahi. Yes, Shiva is dahi and Krishna is milk. Dahi, the preparation of dahi, that you take milk, pure milk, and mix it with a little sour thing, then it becomes dahi. Similarly, Krishna is pure spirit, and when this pure spirit is mixed up with Maya, and that is Shiva. Lord Shiva is the Mayadhipati. There are many narration. This was inquired by Yudhishthira Maharaj that Lord Shiva, he appears to be like a beggar. He does not possess even a house. He lives underneath the tree. And the devotee of Shiva becomes very rich, opulent, material. Although he is a beggar. Whereas Vishnu is Lakshmipati, Vaikunthapati, and the Vaishnavas become beggar. Just opposite. By worshipping the beggar, one becomes rich. And by worshipping the rich, one becomes beggar. What is this? Contradiction. So this is answer. The Krishna answered, Jashyam anugrinnami harisetad dhanam sanai. My first benediction to my devotee is that I take away all his riches, that's all. Then when he becomes helpless, he becomes firmly convinced and he has no other shelter, then automatically he takes shelter of Krishna. What Krishna demands, sarvadan man purittajyama. When he has no other help, he fully surrenders to Krishna. That is Krishna's special mercy. And So far Lord Shiva is concerned, he is the husband of Mother Durga, and Durga is the supreme material power. Sishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chai vajasya bhuvanani vivarti durga. So he gets all material benediction. And Vaishnava, in his material benediction, he gets all spiritual benediction. That is the difference.
Last question. What is the real meaning of religion?
Religion means to abide by the laws of God. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is the core, just like the state gives you law. So you cannot manufacture law at home. That is not possible. Nobody will accept that. When it is given by the state, government, that is law. Similarly, what is given by God, that is religion. And that is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. This is religion. And other things cheating, that's all. Dharma prajjita koita vatra. All cheating type of religious system is rejected. And the Srimad Bhagavatam begins, dharma prajjita koita vatra. Siddhar Swami says, koita means cheating. So mokkhabhisandhirapi nirastha, even desiring for liberation, that is also cheating type of religion. Simply to surrender to Krishna, that is religion. Otherwise, no religion. Dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranita. This is religion. That's all right. Chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. 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 Yeah.